Time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor, Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
Fridays are when we talk about the week's business news. Let's start at Sacramento International Airport. And no, not because of the computer snafu that led to long lines on Wednesday morning. There was another story. Plans to build an airport hotel took a step backwards this week. Airport officials, however, they're not giving up on the idea.
Sacramento County supervisors voted this week to end an agreement with a Southern California-based firm that was going to bring a hotel to the airport. Now, this agreement was terminated by mutual request, and airport officials still plan to issue a new request for proposals for the hotel, maybe even within the next month or two.
What happened with that Southern California company?
Well, that firm, which is called Sonnenblick Development, had trouble finding financing for the project. And most recently, its CEO said the county did nothing wrong. He had a good working relationship with county officials. Still, he's worried about another economic downturn and doesn't want to start a project that could open in a down market.
What happens now? Are there any other developers interested in this project?
It appears that this Southern California firm was the only one that was serious about the project, but we'll have to wait and see. Now, if you remember, the airport once had a hotel that was torn down to make way for a new terminal, even though that hotel was considered financially successful.
There was another story this week, sort of tech-related, about a co-working space from Davis that wants to expand to downtown Sacramento.
That co-working space is called The Workshop, and it's currently in downtown Davis, but its owner is considering another much larger site in downtown Sacramento. He hasn't settled on a specific location, but he says the new site could be ready later this year. And that site would operate in addition to the Davis location.
Sonia, can you break this down for me and give me an explainer about these co-working spaces? I mean, it seems like they're popping up all over the place. What exactly are they, and who goes there? Who do these places serve?
Co-working spaces are basically shared working environments. They're a departure from the typical office environment, and you'll typically see lots of entrepreneurs and startups there. Many co-working spaces also host events that are centered on technology. And you're right, interest in co-working spaces is growing. There are other co-working projects in the works, and locally, Hacker Lab is even trying to create a network to connect these local maker spaces.
There was another tech story about a company expanding in the Sacramento area, an app that would help people with home improvement projects.
This app is called TaskRabbit, and it's part of the gig economy. Basically, the app lets its users connect with workers for a variety of job assignments. The app is based in San Francisco, and it's available in more than 30 cities.
And what kind of tasks are we talking about?
Well, locally, the service focuses on hauling and basic handy person work. It's available in Sacramento and Yolo counties, and other local areas might be added to that list in the future.
What does this mean for local jobs?
Officials with TaskRabbit haven't said how many workers they'll have here, but those workers are called taskers, according to those with the company. Basically, they set their own hourly rates and schedules. On average, they make about $35 per hour. And to make money, TaskRabbit charges a 30% service fee subtracted from that hourly rate.
All right, let's get to the serious news here. New restaurants. I hear there's another one opening up in the downtown area.
Bennigan's, an Irish-themed chain restaurant from Dallas. It will fill the spaces previously occupied by K-Bar and Cafe Bernardo at 10th and K Streets, and it is tentatively scheduled to open on June 5th.
All right, so this is a chain. What do people think about chain restaurants in downtown Sacramento? And if we step into this place, what kind of food can we get?
Salads, sandwiches, and some bigger entrees such as ribs and seafood. The bar will have 18 taps, one of which will serve Moscow Mule cocktails. Now, Bennigan's was founded in 1976. It went through some tough times, but it has been in comeback mode in recent years. And yes, you're right. There were initially some concerns about a chain restaurant opening downtown, but those involved in the restaurant say it will have some local touches. They are incorporating local landmarks into the interior design.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.